Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Mike Ralph, who is a coding and software expert, software engineer, and the managing director at Band of Coders. And Mr. Ralph, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Nice to have you out, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what are some indicators that a business owner or entrepreneur needs a mobile app? Let's start there.
Sure. Yeah. Not every business needs a mobile app. Usually, I guess there's the obvious case where your business is your app. You have a great app idea that you want to bring to market. Maybe you just want to have a presence in the app stores, which isn't something that just a website can do. Usually, I recommend to businesses, if their website can handle the idea they have, then maybe they just stick with the website. Usually is the lowest cost option to deliver what they need to. But then you always, I guess number one is always respond to user feedback. If your users are saying they're looking for an app, oh, hey, I couldn't find you in the app store, I really wish I could, then that's a great reason, probably the number one reason why you should have an app.
Yeah, that's some good information, good stuff, and thanks for that, and a great place to lead things off per your expertise. Now, what are some of the pitfalls to avoid when creating a mobile app? But what is some information that would be helpful for the listeners tuning in today?
I think what I see most often is, big thinking, which is great. I like, a big vision for an app, but then wanting to have everything in the very first release. So we're not going to show anything to the public until it's all done. That's a big pitfall. So thing about apps is we update them all the time. You probably have, half a dozen apps sitting on your device right now waiting to be updated. So we can update it with additional features in the future. So I always recommend to start with the minimum. We call it minimum viable product. You gather information about what your users like, what they dislike, and then you build from there. So you still have the big vision, but maybe instead of waiting 6 months to a year to release it, you release something smaller in a month or two. And that allows your users to get something useful in their hands.
Excellent advice right there. It makes total sense as well. Now, how can a brand find good talent when creating a mobile app?
To find the right person, if it's not your realm of expertise, so if you're, you could be a flower shop and you decide you need an app that does something really, creative beyond what your website can do, you're trying to find someone or a small company, a large company even, to build that for you. You don't necessarily know how to test a developer or a graphic designer for their skills. So you come to a company like Band of Coders, and I guess my advice would be to just ask a lot of questions, get to know the person you're talking with. Usually we're going to be giving an estimation about how long something might take. Question that. So if I say something's going to take 2 or 3 months, well, you say, well, Mike, why is this going to take this long? And why is this piece going to take this long? I should be able to justify it in layman's terms so that you can understand, giving you confidence that I'm an expert in my field, so that you can focus on your business. So then you leave it to me to put together the team that will best deliver that for you.
Really do appreciate the insight and advice shared so far. Most helpful today. We're speaking with Mr. Mike Ralph, who is a coding and software expert, software engineer, and the managing director at Band of Coders here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. What are some trends you've noticed in mobile app development this calendar year? Anything that we should be aware of?
There are the usual things. Gaming has always been very big. I guess what's new about that is the capabilities of these devices is so impressive now. And I can't imagine in another year or two the capabilities for just something as traditional as gaming on your device. But gaming's always been big. I'm seeing a lot of requests for delivery apps or a booking app where you're booking a service person to come to your house, without going to Google, finding their phone number and calling them. You just find them on an app and they will, the app will take care of even the billing and that aspect. Something more modern is artificial intelligence or machine learning, where they're using the phone or the tablet to capture something about the environment and either project something onto it or just do object recognition, like just showing your video, you walking through the park, what animal is this? And it's just telling you what it is. And it's really cool. A lot of these things, they're starting to run on the device. And by that, I mean, they don't have to upload your entire video stream or all your pictures to a server somewhere to get that process. So they're actually doing that calculation on your device, which is really cool technology. It's better for privacy as well. And there's also starting to have a trend of these super apps that do more than just one very specific thing. So you might have, if you imagine Amazon Prime is an example, it's a streaming platform, but then you have Amazon, the online fulfillment aspect. If you could put those together for whatever reason, and you have a business that does both, and you make a great experience around that. So they're calling that a super app, where it's sort of a one-stop shop. Maybe they even have social aspects like forums and things like that built in. So what I'm interested in is a super app, but sort of private to a company, like, you know, a company that says, hey, we have a hard time managing our personnel, and, you know, the badging in and out of the door is a different system, and the time off request is a different system. We just want something that merges all these things together and has sort of one back office that we can keep track of all of these small tools that we've been using traditionally. So that's something that I'm waiting for a company to sort of raise their hand and say, you know, I think we need that super app for our internal use.
Once again, some great insight right there. Really do appreciate the details and information as well. Now, here's a big question for you, and I'm sure there's quite a few listeners that would like to hear your feedback on this. How can a mobile app help a brand increase customer engagement and loyalty? Who wouldn't want that?
Right. Yeah. Probably the number one example is your loyalty card being converted into an app. So you have used to have your plastic card with a barcode or something on it. They scan that in the store. But now it's increasingly that's becoming an app. At first, I wasn't a big fan, but it actually saves a whole lot of plastic waste. It means that your one phone, which you already carry, replaces, you know, a dozen cards possibly in your pocket. I guess a similar experience is when you're tapping on and off of transit systems and things like that. That's becoming more phone-based as well. But for engagement, I guess it's all about tracking daily visits, or, you know, as often as you need your customers to feel like they should participate. So you may show a calendar and just like have a green check mark on every day that they engage with the app. It could have been, you did the New York Times crossword. So you get a little check mark or the Wordle that day. It could be you bought 3 coffees this week, so we're going to give you, you know, points towards something free. So I guess that's sort of the last angle of this, is trying to offer in-app benefits beyond just simply replacing the plastic card, doing something a little bit more. I guess my only caution to that is, you know, be careful we don't go too far. I get a lot of requests now, you know, you want to build a simple loyalty app, for example, and they won't do it unless they can also track people's locations. That's sort of a sensitive topic. People don't just want to necessarily share that everywhere, especially if you're not being transparent about it. So I guess if we stick to, you know, quality engagements that people like, and sort of try to encourage them to come back every day, that'll build a loyal user base.
Mike, we certainly do appreciate the visit, and I'm sure you have certainly excited the listeners tuning in that are considering creating a mobile app, and I'm sure you've gave them a little push with the information and details shared here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or anything else you'd like to mention as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you're going to try out a developer, you want to make sure they have the experience that you're looking for, ideally with a similar app. Or if you have that new flashy app idea, you know, I guess goes back to my earlier point. Make sure you just talk with them, get comfortable with them, so that you can build a trust relationship with them. Because, you know, you don't want to have someone who's just selling you something, who's telling you all the right answers. Like, oh yeah, we can do this. No problem. Everything's going to be fine. That's sort of a yellow flag to me. I'm curious why everything's fine, why you're not expecting any problems at all in the process. So it's sort of understanding, you know, a little bit more without going too technical into the details will go a long way to, you know, put you at ease when you get your custom development done.
If listeners wanted to get more information on Band of Coders Online or to be in touch, where's the best place to do so?
Go to bandofcoders.com, and you want to schedule a chat with a local delivery manager to discuss the details of your project, or just to find out general information, bandofcoders.com is a great place.
And of course, it goes without saying that we will leave this link within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience. Mr. Ralph, all the best. And thanks for being a part of Enterprise Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Mike Ralph, who is a coding and software expert, software engineer, and the managing director at Band of Coders. And for all the details, visit bandofcoders.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.